Well, how does it feel to start this year off knowing the success you had last year? Coming into camp, I would assume different attitude.
Yeah, it feels great to be back here at camp, to be back. Feels good.
You're younger than some of these rookies. Are you aware of that?
Nah, I'm not aware of that. Who am I younger than?
Obi.
Oh, really?
What did you do during the off season? Anything different? Fun? Worked out more?
I always work out hard in the off season, so I would say probably about the same. But I had some time off to spend with my family and friends, so it was cool.
Mari, what changes have you noticed in the offense compared to last year, especially from the wide receiver? Is there subtle changes or big changes?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely subtle changes because we have a new offensive coach, but pretty much the same at the same time.
You think with the expectations that are on you and everything, do you suspect you guys might be taking more deeper shots and trying to stretch defenses more this year?
I mean, hopefully. I mean, I would like for that to happen, yeah.
Mark, getting at that, sorry. At age 23, you have more experience than a lot of 23-year-olds in this league. What have you taken in these past 2 years, just from that experience, all those reps, all those games that you've been able to apply going into your third season?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely learned from the past two seasons. You know, the season in the NFL is longer than the season in college, so that's one of the things that I've learned, like how to take care of my body throughout the season and stuff like that.
Physically, do you think about last year, what should it have been, or are you guys already focused on this year? And if that is the case, what are your expectations for this season?
Yeah, I mean, never looking too far back because, you know, it's not really anything we can do about it except learn. So I think we've learned from last year, and we're just moving forward, you know. The expectation is to win.
Yeah. Physically, do you feel bigger, stronger, and can you kind of translate that onto the field and be a more physical receiver, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I always get bigger in the off season because I'm training. So hopefully it translates to the field.
Are you planning on playing bigger this season?
I am bigger than I have been, but I usually lose a couple pounds during camp. So I don't know.
What's your weight at now?
Like 217.
About where did you play last year?
Like 210.
Last year, there was a point in the season where the discussion became about you like dragging your feet to stay in bounds. You put an emphasis on there, and there was like visibly improvement in that area. Is there something that you've honed in on this offseason going into next season that you decided, I want to improve in this area?
Yeah, I mean, my main focus this season is to take advantage of every opportunity that I have. So if I get the ball thrown to me 10 times in practice tomorrow, I want to catch 10 passes. So I want to maximize my opportunities.
What's the comfort level like with you and Derek Carr as opposed to when you came in here 2 years ago for your first training? Are you guys at that unspoken level now where you can just give each other a look? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we had a great mini camp. We had great OTAs. So we've definitely grown in our relationship, and I feel that he trusts me more. And I definitely trust him more. He knows how I'm going to run my routes. I know how he's going to throw every route. So we've definitely grown. Yeah.
Amari, when you bring a guy like Beast Mode to the team, does that change the team inside the locker room or on the field at all? He's got that swagger, but he can also produce on the field. This team has been somewhat conservative when it comes to words. You have been short with words. But does that dynamic in the locker room change what you guys do on the field in confidence?
I don't know. That's kind of a hard question to really answer, for real. But I do know Beast Mode, he's a great player, so he's going to add a lot of value to our team.
There was a play we saw out of you in minicamp where Derek threw a ball up and kind of went up, I think, over Amerson and were able to make a catch kind of over a defender. Is that something that you would like to kind of see more plays like that where you get a chance to kind of show your athleticism and go up and make some tough catches?
Oh, yeah, of course. I definitely love for my quarterback to trust me, even when I don't really look like I'm open. Just throw it up there and depend on me to make a play. So, of course, yeah.
How does that translate into the red zone? I mean, how much you've looked at your, you know, what the kind of targets you've gotten in the red zone or anything. How does that aggressiveness translate to you getting more opportunities there?
I'm not really sure.
Is it something you thought about at all? That you're like, I want to get more targets in the red zone, more like throw to me in the end zone for touchdowns type of situation?
Yeah, I mean, as a player on offense, or a skilled player on offense, you want the ball every play if you can. So, yeah.
You came in last year as a team hoping to win, and a team that hadn't had a winning season in a long time. And that now that you've done it, what does that change coming into this year, if anything?
I mean, it definitely gives us confidence going into this season, knowing that we can win games. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. It's all about winning games. So I would say it gives us confidence. Yeah.
Talk about your confidence. Obviously, back to back, first 2 years, 1,000 yards receiving, but has that increased your confidence each year? Get your confidence, you feel better and better about yourself?
Yeah. I mean, 1,000 yards, it's not really that hard to get 1,000 yards in a 16-game season. And I've had a lot of games to where I didn't produce like I thought I should have. So I definitely have a lot to improve on, and I feel like I can make that improvement this year.
Do you tend to come out of most games thinking more about what you left out there that you could have had rather than what you did?
Yeah, I think every player should have that mentality, you know, so, yeah.
You seem to have bulked up, didn't lose any explosion at all. How do you go about that in terms of training and diet to make sure that when you're putting on weight during offseason, you're doing it effectively?
Well, the way I go about it, I just train my hardest. You know, I just go out there to the gym and just work every day. And, you know, when you do that, you'll gain a lot of muscle. So,
you think you'll be higher than 210 this year?
What's that?
Come the regular season, do you think you'll be a little bit bigger than 210?
I'm not sure.
Couple more for Coop here, guys.
Do you have a fear that it impacts your speed, or do you feel like you get faster as you get bigger and stronger?
Yeah, I mean, you actually do get faster when you get stronger in your lower body. So,
has there been any of the young new addition, maybe the young or maybe just the newer receivers that joined the team that really stood out to you?
Yeah, they've all, I mean, I haven't been here during the pre-camp, but they've all stood out to me in OTAs and minicamp.